We are learning Masechtas Babasra, Daf Yotes Amud Beis, and we are starting by the two dots, approximately six lines from the top. The Gemara said, the Mishnah said that Meiraglayim, you have to Marchik Meiraglayim min HaKoysel three Tvachim. You have to Marchik Meiraglayim. What does that mean exactly? Omer Rabba Bar Chana, Mutl Odom Lahash Demayim Vetzad Koysel Shochavere. A person is mutter to be mashed and he has to go to the bathroom. He can be mashed to Meiraglayim near the Koysel of Shochavere. He doesn't have to worry about any damage. How do I know that? Says Rabbi Chana. It says in Pasuk by Achav, it says, "Hini mevi alecha ro v'arti acharecha v'chrati la'achav mashtin bekir va'otsu v'oz v'yisrael." So quickly, I'll give you a little history that there was someone Novois who had a kerem. He had a vineyard, and Achav wanted this vineyard. So he went over to Novois and he said, "Novois, I'll give you a better vineyard in a better part of town if you give me this vineyard." And Novois said, "No." He said, "I'll pay you for it." He said, "No." I said, "I'm not giving away." Novi said, "I'm not giving away the achuz I got from my father." So Achav came home. He was very upset. He didn't get the kerem. And he went straight to bed and didn't eat supper that night. So his elder came to him and said, "Why are you so sad?" He said, "Because I didn't get this kerem. I didn't get this kerem." So Ezevel told Achav, that's not the way a king acts. A king wants something, he gets something. So what Ezevel did was, she hired two false edim who said, edus about Novi, there is Mavarech Es Hashem. He went to Bezdin, and they killed him. They killed him and gave him skila. And Ezelah came to Achav and said, "Here, we got your field for you, we got your kerem for you." And Achav took the kerem. So Yonavi came to Achav and said, "Because you did that Avera, you, first of all, the dogs are going to lick your blood, that's first of all. And second of all, we're going to destroy your entire family. And there's nothing left in your family." And the Pasuk Shana, the Pasuk is, we're learning now, "Echarati la'achav mashtim bekir," all your boys, because boys are mashtim bekir. A zachar, a male, when he goes to the bathroom, it goes into a wall. So there, he said, "Oh, I'm going to get rid of all the mashtim bekir. Va'otzov, that means your wealth, all going to be gone." So what do you see? You see, that's a normal thing, the mashtim bekir. So it's mutter. That's Rabbi Chana Sefer's pasuk. You see, it's allowed to be mashtim bekir. Freit the Gemara v'anan tanam is meraglayim in a kaisel. It says in our Mishnah that you have to be marching meraglayim in a kaisel. So it's tochem, three tochem away. My answer is, no, Amishtar Raya. Hazab b'shoifchim. Amish talking about like a cesspool. It's a place where the Meruglayim puddles. You can't have a puddle, like can't have the actual bathroom next to the wall. But once in a while, someone wants to be mashed to Meruglayim. That's fine. That's not a problem. Next Toshimah they take out, because it says, Klar, l'yishpech. We read it anyway. Toshimah, l'yishpech, o demayim b'tzad kaisel shochavei, right? Elon can hear him on a gimel tvachim. Here it says, Klar, yishpech. Hazab b'shoifchim, yeah. B'shoifchim is awesome. But Toshimah, Lo yashtin odom mayim b'tzakos shachaveri. First, the Brisa says the inal be mashtin b'tzakos shachaveri. Elam can hear command going tvachim. Only if it's three tvachim away. And this Brisa explains medvav murim koysel levenim. Dafka by a koysel levenim, which is a koysel made out of bricks. The bricks are made out of cement, and that could melt basically from meiraglayim. Av a koysel avonim made out of a stone. Then b'kadesh lo yazik. Then as long as it's not mazik it, which is mazik the foundation. V'kama, how much is that tefach? You only have to go away a tefach then. V'tzal tsunma. And if it's made on a rack, you put the koysel onto a rack, so the foundation is rack, mutter, then it's not a problem. It's not going to get shaky if even within a tefach. But upon what do you see? That a regular koysel aveinim, inali mashim three tefachim away. So it's a tiyufta, the Rabbi Achano said it's mutter. Here it says klar, it's also tiyufta, the Rabbi Achano tiyufta. I the pasuk, the Rabbi Achano krok amar. I brings a pasuk that says mashtim bekir. My answer is hosmach amar. I feel immediate darach lashtim bekir. Even your animals that are derech, lashtin v'kir, those will be killed. And what are those? Lo yishav kinalei. Amaniyu, cowboy. Dogs. Even dogs from your possession are not going to be around anymore. And even that will get destroyed. So that's what it means. It does not mean the males, the male offspring. It means the kelav. That's what it means. And if it's not right, the Rabbi Achanam. Agav, if you look at the story there in Melachim, Achav Maisa put on a sack and he did tshuva, so certain clothes were pushed off to his children because he did tshuva. Stam, it's a big limud and tshuva sham, ayin sham. Om Rav Tov Bar Kista, Om Hashmu. New Gemara. They're bringing this Gemara because we have a kasha for our Mishnah. Om Rav Tov Bar Kista, Om Hashmu. Rokik Einim Mayit Bechaloin. What's a sugi of chaloin? What does this mean? This means like this, that the halacha is we have two rooms. And there's a window that's a tefach by tefach between two rooms. The halacha is, there's a mace in one room, everyone in the other room becomes tameh. That's the halacha. The tameh goes through that window, if it's tefach by tefach. That means, if kahanim want to go into the second room, even if there's no mace there, but as long as there's a window in between, or a door in between, of sure, but even a window, tefach by tefach, halacha is, that the tumah goes from one place to another place, the second room. So now you want to be mayit this square window, make less than a tefach. So you put over there a rokik. Rokik is a cookie. You put a little cookie there, and you want to know if it's mayit b'chaloin. So Shmuel says it's not mayit b'chaloin. And what's the reason? We'll see in the Gemara right away what the reason is. Mayit rokik, why did we pick a cracker? I feel like avanami, even a big piece of cake, also is not mayit. So more loyim b'yi kama. Loyim b'yi ava, to keep in the ichsile, since it's roya to eat, loyim avatle, not mavatlet. I have a rokik de ma'is, but a little cookie that gets automatically ma'is from the moisture of the window, it automatically get ruined, maybe ema bodule mevatle, maybe mevatle to the window and it stays there forever. Kamash Malon, know that since it's roya for behemois, so therefore, you're going to remove it also. That's what happens. You're going to remove it anyway since it's roya for behemois. So the bottom line is, what's Shmuel Mecharashos? Shmuel Mecharashos is that something you're going to take away is not bottled there. Now, how much time does it have to be there that's considered bottle already? It's a big shayla in the Rishonim. Some say even one day is enough. Some say longer than that. Some say forever. But you have to leave it there a certain amount of time. If it's something that you could take away any minute now because I want to use it, Shmuel is mechadish that is not memayit. Until Shmuel came along, so ain't no anything in the window can might. But Shmuel says, no, if I'm going to take it away, it's not memayit. That's what Shmuel is mechadish talks. So tomorrow, let's see tomorrow. Typically, daradoshim mekabel tuma. Tomorrow is a cash like this, that the halacha is, if somebody's mekabel tuma, it cannot be chaitzitz at all, because it itself becomes tuma. So here, it's a cookie, so forget about being a mayit, how can it be a mayit? It itself is mekabel tuma, so it can't be chaitzitz, it's mekabel tuma. We know food is mekabel tuma. The Gemara answers, the halacha is, even food is not automatically tuma. It has to have hechsher. That means if you see an apple, it's not automatically mekabel tuma, it has to get wet, but one of the Zayin Mashkin, and that's called Hechsher, and you have to do it, you have to know about it, you have to be happy about it, so that's called a Hechsher. This thing was Nil Shemei Peres, therefore never became a Hochshel Tumah, and therefore the halacha is that this thing is never Hochshel Tumah, so it could be Chaitzis, because it's not Bekabal Tumah, because it was not Hochshel with one of the Zayin Mashkin. Meisvei, I'm going to try you a Kasha on Shmuel, Meisvei. Kupa Malaya Tevin. If you have here a kupa, which is a basket or a barrel, v'chavis Malaya Groigris, you have a kupa, a big basket Malaya Tevin, or a barrel full of Groigris of dried figs. Now, the Tevin and the Groigris here were not Mekabel Tumah, because there were no Hechsher on it. It didn't touch water. It didn't come in contact with water, or any of the seven Mashkin, which is Yayin, Cholov. It didn't touch any of those things, so it's not Mekabel Tumah, but a kupa and chavas technically is. So kupa mle tevin, chavas mle gregers, hamanochim b'chaloin, they're in the window. So the kupa and the chavas cannot be mayit in the window. Why not? Because it's Mekabel Tumah. But the tvua, the tevin, the gregers could be mayit. But the problem is, how could it stand by itself? So royin, kos yuli not klubi yochin tevin gregers, lamafni atzman chaitzim. If you take away the chavas and the kupa, it would be able to stay by itself, then it's chaitzis. But if it wouldn't stay by itself, then it chaitzes him. Now, why does it have to stay by itself? So Taisa says, because it doesn't stay by itself, so it can't be mayit, because it falls right down. It doesn't have any chashivas. That's one pshat, he says. Or he says, another pshat, he says two pshatim Taisas, that why it has to be. He says, I'm trying to try to see if I can find this where he says this. He says two different pshatim, why it has to be. The one of the pshatim, because it's going to fall down. That's why it has to be. He says, Ein lefarish tam shem seif alital, because we're not going with that. So it says, what's the pshat? Let me read. The kenu adin, the chodova chayit is being shiyachal lam efnei atzmai. The k'tar le'el has to be a lam efnei atzmai. That's what it says over there. That's the one pshat. And the other pshat I can't find right now. Oh, Inami, Mishum, the Be'inon Dova Choytzitz, Oime Dova, it's like this. That if since what's holding it up is a Dova Mekabel Tumah, it makes that like Ilus Mekabel Tumah, because the Kupa's holding it up. That's a Tup Shatim, he says. But Kaponim, in any case, it has to be a stand by itself. Okay. Ad Khan, the beautiful Bryce. Let's analyze it. L'chayr over here, even if the Tevin can stay by itself, the Yorg can stay by itself, L'chayr of Shmuel, I'm going to take it away. That's why it can't be Choytzitz. I'm going to give it to my behemoth. I'm going to take it away. So then it's not Shmuel's b'chal. If something I'm going to take away, it's not chaitzis. My answer was Sarya. It was spoiled. Freit demar chazal tinak. Use the tevin for cement. Zog demar this big chaitzi. It has thorns. And what's wrong with thorns? Zog Rashi, the way they mixed the cement there was with their bare feet. And if they mixed the cement with bare feet, they get thorny in their feet. It's not going to be funny. Rashi says, "Vahema yoroimsim v'raglayim betiv." So the Gemara has a kasha. V'chaz la'asaka, use a tevin for fire. So the Gemara matuna, it was wet tevin. Frank the Gemara, v'chaz la'hesegalik, put into big fire. There, it's wet. It works.
Hes,
huh? It was wet. It was okay. Tevin was wet. It was soaked. Yeah, from the rain. From the rain, huh?
And that's
no, he didn't want it. He wasn't happy about it. Wasn't happy about it. So my answer is, hesegadol lo shchiach. What do you mean, big fire? Hesegadol lo shchiach is not shchiach. It's not shchiach. What are the Gregors going to take away? Gregors are chazle. You can use Gregors. What's it mean? It got wormy. It got wormy. So that's what we're saying, that those stuff are not going to be taken away because they're not edible. Now let's just handle the kupa and the chavis. So hai chavis, hei chidamnya. What's the case with it? Chavis cannot be chaytisir. Why? Because we kabal tumah. Now we know that a chavis usually was made out of klicheres, out of earthenware. Earthenware, cheres, only metama from the inside, not from the outside. So hei chidamnya, how is this in the window? Either pumalabar, if the mouth of the cheres is facing the tahar room, so then he gufa teches. Let it be chaytisir, because it's not mekabal tumah. Because the side that's facing the tumah is not mekabel tumah; it's the back of it. It's not mekabel tumah. Mara says, "Al tepumah legavoy." The mouth is facing the mace, and therefore it's mekabel tumah. It's one teretz. The boy is saying, "Loyim tepumah lebar." It's taka facing the tar room. Talking about a chavis that's metal. Metal's mekabel tumah as long as it's a kli. Either from the outside or the inside, it makes no difference. And therefore, if this was this matkus was in the window, it would not be chaytzitz. Why not? Because it's mekabel tumah. They have to come onto the tevin and the groigris, which we said is going to stay there because it's not royu for your behemoth or for any hesek or anything else like that.